Hello, this is HM correspondent Dulcinea Diggs reporting from the More Music, Less Violence event right in downtown Troy. Today I am speaking with Liv, aka Liv Nea. His artist name is Liv, and he is here to perform at the More Music, Less Violence event. Please, Liv Nea, tell us, why is this event powerful?
This event is powerful because it's a lot of violence happening around us. It's a lot of gun violence, domestic violence, just emotional violence. It's a lot of fighting going on, and it's good to see that there's still positivity around. It's good to see that people are still, you know, people still care about safety and positivity in a place where there's a lot of negative things going on. So it's just powerful to know that, you know, people still care. I've been making music my whole life. So I started out playing drums. I've been drumming since a toddler. I've been literally drumming since a toddler, like playing with actual rhythm and doing actual things since a little. My dad was the first one to put a drum in my hand, and I've been making music ever since. So I played the congas. That's the drum I play. And then from there, it just went from a love of percussion to just a love for music. And I started making beats. And then after making beats, I went to school and I started rapping. So I was always freestyling. And then I started rapping, and I could always sing. So it all kind of just was in my path. So.
So the last time you and I spoke, you told me that you do not rap cuss words. How did you manage that?
So I managed it just by trying my best not to do it, and, you know, finding words to do it. But I actually have a song with a curse word in it. So I actually performed it tonight. So now I feel really bad that you brought it up, because I'm like, I really don't do that. And funny story.
Okay, y'all, 98.
Majority of the time I don't. I promise.
He was not cursing in his music.
I don't. So now I don't need the curse. Cursing is definitely filler words. The only time I do curse is when I know that it brings across the feeling that I'm trying to portray. That's the only time I'll use it. Mm-hmm. But I don't use it as a filler word or anything like that. I try not to do that. So, but funny story. My sisters were actually here at the show. The song that I performed, they were like, Why did you make this song with a curse word in it? Because now we can't sing the parts. My sisters know all the words to all my songs. So they were like, now we can't sing part of the song. So I was like, you know. But it's cool, though. I try my best not to. So I'm working on making better music that doesn't have curse words in it. And if it does, it's warranted. So if you listen to the music, you'll understand why I said it. That's about it, though.
Right. Okay, so what do you showcase throughout your music?
I showcase... definitely my love for it. I feel like you listen to my music and you watch me perform, and you can just see that I'm like just so in love with the music. That's the biggest thing that I want people to see, is my love for it. But to be able to just to see the work that I've put in. I was born with talent, but talent doesn't even get you half of the way. Like, it's definitely the hard work that you got to put in. So I put in a lot of work learning, like trying to master my craft. And I'm not there yet. I haven't mastered it yet, but I'm definitely working toward it. So I show off, you know, versatility. I'm very well-rounded. I can sing, I can rap, I can do damn near any type of genre you can come up with. And then I write music for people. So I write for all different genres. I engineer all different genres. So that all comes out in my music.
Okay. And how has violence affected your life?
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. So in Brooklyn, violence is everywhere. It's all around you. You kind of get sucked into it. Violence has been around me ever since I was a kid. Like, going to school, like, I used to get into fights a lot. I've been jumped a couple of times. I've even, you know, been in the middle of a lot of gun violence and things like that. And I'm not a very violent person. So it's never been something I've been too fond of. I kind of try to stay away from it. I stay inside. I stay to myself. And I don't usually bring violence. Violence is not necessary. It's not necessary. So, but I've been through a lot. I've lost a lot of friends to gun violence. I lost a friend of mine. He was shot a couple months back in New York City. So there's a lot of violence going around. And I just, you know, I pray that everybody can, you know, find other things to occupy your time with than violence. There's so many other things you could do. And I actually have a shirt that says, "There's enough money for everybody." If you could get money, then you shouldn't have to worry about violence. Money should be able to answer most of your problems. more problems than violence can. So,
are you insinuating that boredom and not being productive brings violence to us?
It definitely can. If you're not being productive and you're not focused on something, you get sucked into whatever's around you. So if you live in a sucky neighborhood, or you listen to music that talks about it, and you take it the wrong way because you're not being productive, because you're not doing something else to stimulate your mind, you get sucked into anything. You could get sucked in from violence to drug abuse to whatever else you can come up with, and just illegal things, whatever you could think of, you can get sucked into if you're not being productive. So find something that you love to do and just do it. Just do it as much as you can. That's the best way to, you know, stay positive and stay out of, you know, the violence and all the bad things that could be going on around you.
Most definitely. So how can the public get in contact with you?
On Facebook, Lifnaya Cooper. My first name, LifNaiyah Cooper. And on Instagram, official_younglif, YOUNG.
Okay. And do you have any final words?
Just everybody stay positive, you know, do what you love. And I appreciate you for this interview. As always, a pleasure talking to you.
Of course, of course. Until next time, folks, this has been Dulcinea Diggs for WOC 105.3 FM.